Like begets like. I am careful to think thoughts I admire. Like begets like. I am careful to think thoughts I admire. If I am living in a consciousness of happiness, then I am living in a world of happiness. If I'm living in a world of happiness, I'm living in thoughts of happiness. And everything I think, I admire. Everything I think, I feel is beautiful and good and wonderful and fabulous and glorious in every possible way, because that's who I am. That's all I am, and that's where I am, and that's what I am, and that's what it's all about. Because like begets like. Have you ever seen anybody who is happy not enjoying a happy life? Have you ever seen anyone who is sad not enjoying a sad life? Have you ever seen anyone thinking thoughts that they say they admire and then living a life that apparently they don't admire? It just doesn't work out. Everything we think, everything we do, everything we beget brings forth in our life exactly what we are thinking about, what we are encouraging our thoughts to bring forth into our expression. It's so tremendously important to recognize that everything we do is good and very good. Everything we think is good and very good. Everything we desire is good and very good. And the world, ipso facto, is good and very good. There's no other way it can be. There is no other way it can go. So we think these happy thoughts every moment of our life, and we beget a happy world. Oh, yes, indeed. We beget a happy world. Because if I could go around with happiness as my criteria, as my direction in life, I will find everybody in my world is happy. Because they're a reflection of me. Everybody in my world is joyous because they are a reflection of my thoughts. They're a reflection of what's going on in my head, in my brain, in my dreams, in my desires, in my goals, in my choices for myself. Whatever is going on, that is what the world is reflecting back to me. So I can tell when I'm thinking happy thoughts because I'm living in a very happy world. I can tell when I'm acting in a happy way because I'm living in a very happy world. Everybody in the world is filled with joy and heart happiness. Do I have a frown on my face because I'm intently thinking about something? I better get it off, because the frown is not what I want to be. Do I have feelings that other people are not living up to my ways of living? Other people are not living up to my attitudes. Other people are saying things that are naughty and not nice. Do I have ever had that thought? Well, then, that's because that's what's going on in my heart and my mind. Can I call anyone in this world not nice? Can I call anyone in this world for doing something that is inharmonious with my choices? Well, then I'm not living my choices. I'm not living my choices every moment of my day, every moment of my life, every moment of who I am. I'm not living them, because if I were living them, then the world would be reflecting back to me what I am living. The world would be reflecting back to me who I am and what I am and where I am and why I am. That's what the world is all about. That's what the world is all about. And can I ever have anything more or less than what the world is all about? The world is all about being me. The world is all about being who I am. The world is all about begetting what I am. Like begets like. It's just the way the world goes around. It's just the way things are. So, if I want something beautiful in my world, I think it. If I want something desirable in my world, I think it. Mozart chose to tune in to the divine within him and listen to the music that was so glorious and so beautiful. Now, he had to be one-pointed in his thinking on his music. He had to have his mind move in that realm of ideal music. He had to have his thinking live in that aspect of wholeness and perfection and delight and magic. If for 1 minute he got away from it, he stopped writing his music, because his music only came out of what he had in his heart. His music only came out of what thought he had going on inside himself, what he was admiring about himself. Can we be so strong? Can we be so definite? When we have other thoughts or negative thoughts, then we're not going to write our music. We're not going to do our magic. We're not going to be what we want to be, we say. So we cannot allow ourselves at any time ever to think thoughts that are inharmonious with who we say we are. We cannot allow ourselves ever to be in that state of consciousness that begets something less than what we believe we are. And what we believe we are is very easy. It's very easy to let go and let God. Let go and let the divine. Let go and let peace be yours. Let go and let joy be yours. Let go and let happiness be yours. Let go and let that fabulous music that's in you come forth through your pen, through your voice, through your musical instrument, through whatever you are. Let it happen. Let it be. The original composer of music composes it very nicely. But when you begin to play it, you play it from your heart, and then you begin to hear the music just a little different. You begin to interpret the music. You begin to have the music reflect what's going on in you. And if that is good and beautiful, that music is going to be even more glorious than the original composer composed it. Because out of you comes divinity. Out of you comes magic. Out of you comes all that is wonderful and all that is marvelous. Out of you comes everything that is outstanding, everything that is a joy to you, everything that you admire. Yes, I am careful to think thoughts I admire. I am careful to do actions I admire. I'm careful to be that which I admire. Yes. Now, what do you admire? Do you admire honesty? Do you admire integrity? Do you admire truth? Do you admire love? Do you admire peace? Do you admire goodness? Do you admire everything that is fantastic in this world? If you do, that's the only way for you then to fly. The only way for you to be yourself and to be how wonderful you are. Like begets like. It's as simple as that. And it's as simple as our choosing to be what we like. Our choosing to think thoughts that we like. Our choosing to create people in our world that we like. We can do it. We do it, really. It's so wonderful, so powerful to create the world how we like it. The world of peace, the world of happiness, the world of joy, the world of magic, the world of absolute magic that already exists. And we create our awareness that it does already exist. And we live in its awareness and in its presence and in its allness right now. That's who we are. That's what we are, and that's all that we are. Claim this for yourself today. Know it for yourself today. Live it. Like begets like. I am careful to think thoughts I admire. And I admire you. I love you. I love you. I love you.